Darkness is not an affirmative force. It simply reoccupies the space vacated by the light.
This is the Hamilton Corner on American Family Radio.
And Urban Family Talk.
It should be uncomfortable for a believer to live as a hypocrite.
Delivering people out of the bondage of mainstream media.
And the philosophies of this world.
God has called you and me to be his ambassadors. Even in this dark moment. Let's not miss our moment.
And now, the Hamilton Corner.
Good evening. Welcome to the Hamilton Corner here on American Family Radio and Urban Family Talk. I'm your host, Abraham Hamilton, Hamilton III, and I'm so glad that you have joined me on today's program. As most of you are on your way from your part-time jobs to your full-time jobs, I just want to encourage you, as it is my routine and my custom, I refer to your part-time jobs as what we do outside of our homes to generate an income. Most of us do that outside of our homes, although there are some of us who are able to generate an income from home. The majority of us do so outside of our homes. Well, I refer to that as your part-time job, because your full-time job is what you do in service to your family. If you don't hear it anywhere else, I want to make sure that you hear it right here, that serving your family is ministry, the primary institution that God created to be a recipient of his delegated authority, and then given the responsibility to exercise the king's dominion on the earth, was the family, a husband and a wife with the capacity to bear offspring. The unfortunate fact is that all too many of us expend ourselves in every investment, in every endeavor outside of our homes, only to offer our families, our wives, our children, our spouses, if you're the wife, I mean, that's why I'm saying spouses, if you're the wife, your husband, the leftovers from a day spent everywhere else, not realizing the value and the treasure that you have in your family, and more importantly, understanding the emphasis that God places on family. Don't be one of those people, man. Don't be in that number. Y'all know I'm from New Orleans. You don't want to be in that number, the number of people that as at the end of your life, you're regretting not having invested yourself fully in your family. Don't be like that. Let today be today where we correct priorities. You know, that additional deal, that'll be there tomorrow. You know, that brief that you're working on, I've done that plenty of times. I'm working on a brief, and then my wife will text me, all right, Abe, time to come home. And hear me well, I'm not saying be negligent at work either. No, it is the diligent hand that produces wealth. So let's be clear. I'm not saying be negligent, but what I'm saying, make sure we have our priorities in order. Make sure that when we show up at home, we show up, that we don't just arrive and check out. Y'all know what I'm talking about, when you can be there but not present. No, we want to show up, man, and offer our families the best of what we have, the best of who we are, that we cry out to the Lord in prayer, not only for our families, but with our families, that we are instructing, that fathers are leading and instructing their children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, that husbands are leading in their families in this area. And I know some of you may say, oh, wait a minute, he talks about fathers a lot. I do. And this is one place in the Hamilton Corner. You're not going to get political correctness. You're not going to hear this on The View. You're not going to hear this on CNN. You're not going to hear this on MSNBC. You won't hear it on Fox News. But God established husbands to be the head of their households. People might not want to hear that. It's in the scripto. It's not my word. It's his word. So in light of that, man, let's make sure we're serving our families well. And I've been making this announcement. I won't be making it too much more going forward because the time is coming. But if you are in the Jackson, Mississippi area, I would love to see you at the Pro-Life Mississippi Banquet on April 11th. Pro-Life Mississippi is hosting a night where we will stand for life. You can go to prolifemississippi.org for more information. And also, the 2019 Marriage, Family, and Life Conference, sponsored by the American Family Association, will be hosted at Hope Church in Tupelo, Mississippi, June 20th through the 22nd. You do not want to miss that. As soon as we turn the corner in April, I'm going to be talking about this at length, hosting some interviews on this. You don't want to miss this, because I believe that God, by his divine sovereignty, has gathered together servants for this hour that the Lord has ordained to equip the body of Christ to stand firm, to proclaim the gospel, and execute the Great Commission within this current cultural climate, at the same time that we stave off, we protect the Lord's bride from these crazy ideas that really are promulgated to try to ensnare the Lord's body. So You don't want to miss this. Go to urbanfamilytalk.com for registration. The registration will not only include your admission to the conference, but it also includes lunch for Friday and Saturday. And in addition to the conference, there's a conference within the conference, which is an apologetics conference for your children so that they too can be equipped to stand for this time. And folks, if there's one conference you go to, this is the one that it should be. UrbanFamilyTalk.com is where you need to go to register. The 2019 Marriage, Family, and Life Conference. You don't want to miss it. Now, we're going to turn in the Word of God. We're going to go back to Proverbs chapter 6 because I felt like it was important to go a little bit more into this. And this is building on, if you didn't hear Friday's show, we had Jason Benham on the program from the Benham Brothers. Let me urge you to get that program because it was one of those programs that I think should be played repeatedly, primarily because of the notion that Jason shared about the boldness and the brokenness and that working together. And in the scriptural devotional time of that program, we talked about this passage of scripture in Proverbs chapter 6, verses 20 through 25. I'm going to read it and make some more comments on that because after doing it, I felt like it was worthy of revisiting to provide some more practical insight from this text. So here we go. My son, verse 20, my son, keep your father's commandment and forsake not your mother's teaching. Bind them on your heart always. Tie them around your neck. When you walk, they will lead you. When you lie down, they will watch over you. And when you awake, they will talk with you. For the commandment is a lamp and the teaching a light. And the reproofs of discipline are the way of life to preserve you from the evil woman, from the smooth tongue of the adulteress. Do not desire her beauty in your heart. Do not let her capture you with her eyelashes. That's what the Bible says. Now, I've made this observation before and I'm going to make it again. It's instructive that this proverbial wisdom begins with the father saying, take heed to the commandment that comes from father and mother. Notice that. The commandments, keep your father's commandment and forsake not your mother's teaching. It's critically important to note that. And I'm going to say why I'm saying that later on. But it's the twain offering this instruction because a child, a son, a daughter, no matter who they are, every child needs a father and a mother. This is one of the reasons I've said this before. That's one of the reasons why same-sex marriage is such a perversion, because if children are introduced into that context, we are intentionally and systematically depriving a child from a mother or a father. Ain't no two ways about it. Ain't no two ways about it. And the child is best served by having the impact of the impartation from father and mother. But here you note, and I'm going to get right down to it, in verse 24, I'm going to read 24 and 25 back to back. I'll read 23 first. For the commandment is a lamp and the teaching a light, and the reproofs of discipline are the way of life to preserve you from the evil woman, from the smooth tongue of the adulteress. Do not desire her beauty in your heart, and do not let her capture you with her eyelashes. And I made this observation before. It is instructive for us to note that before this father tells his son to avoid the physical presentation of the adulteress, and the true translation of it would be the strange woman, it says avoid the smooth tongue. Well, the King James says the flattery of the tongue of a strange woman. Now, why am I bringing this out? All too often when we talk about men walking upright before the Lord, honoring their wives, walking with integrity concerning the vows and the commitments they made to their spouses, it's always communicated as if men are exclusively visual beings. When folks, that ain't true. Yes, men are visual, but not exclusively visual. The gateway, if you will, the runway to entertaining, as the Bible says, the ESV says adulteress, or the NASB and the King James say strange woman or foreign woman, the runway to the foreign woman is not her looks. It's her words. There can be women all around you, and there's never any communication that would allow to communicate to you that she's available to you, you'd never do anything with that. Beyond perhaps sinning in the mind and in the intention and the desires. And don't get me wrong, that is equally as sinful. Jesus told us that. To look on a woman with lust in your heart is to commit the sin of adultery. So let's be clear in that regard. But notice the anatomy of how this unfolds. The proverb writer says, to preserve you from the smooth tongue, the flattering tongue of the strange woman. In fact, in Proverbs chapter 8, is it 8? No, 7. It's reiterated, to keep you from the forbidden woman, from the adulteress with her smooth words. Yes, men need covenant eyes, but men need covenant ears too. And I'm going to be very, very practical in this regard. Opening oneself to the flattering words of the strange woman doesn't even require you to respond. My brother, if you just position yourself to give ear to inappropriate communication, you could be establishing yourself, positioning yourself for an affinity to develop without you even responding to the strange words. Now, why did I make mention of the father saying, listen to your father's instructions and your mother's? One of the reasons why God gave you a wife, brother, is to protect you from that. If there's any woman around you who wants prayer or counsel, but she only want to hear from you, she don't want your wife involved. Warning, 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 warning. Stay away from her. I'm just telling you straight up. There will be plenty of situations, and some of you listening to me, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It may appear to be an innocent communication, but your wife, because she has these wonderful God-given estrogen-laden spidey senses, will say, stay away from her.
Oh,
and listen, and I'm sharing this from my heart. I've seen too many people who have fallen ultimately, but the beginning of the fall was communication that did not avoid the flattering tongue of a strange woman. Yes, we need covenant eyes, but can I tell you, add to your development covenant ears. There are some communications that may appear on their surface to be innocent, but the end result is not innocence. And in this regard, I want to encourage every husband who is listening to me, man, to listen to your wife. Heed the word of God and listen to your wife. If she says, and I was talking to a brother about this, Wes, if you're listening, we were having a conversation about this. It's not only about visual stimulation, because stimulation with no communication is, it won't go much further than that. But in the communication, and I love how in Proverbs 6, it doesn't just say the communication, it says, to preserve you from the evil woman, from the smooth tongue of the adulteress, do not desire her beauty in your heart. Because God knows and you know, there's some circumstances to where the initial visual presentation won't really make much a difference to you. But then y'all start talking. I'm just trying to give some practical insight. Because there's some right now, and I know this, because in preparing for the show, the Lord redirected me here for a reason. That some of our brethren are entertaining conversations that they need to shut down now. You need to shut them down. If there's a communication and the individual does not want your wife involved in the communication, that should cause you to take a step back. You should pause. Say, wait a minute. I can tell you, as far as my wife and I go, I don't counsel women without my wife. Period. It's just the bottom line. You can say, pastor, brother, so-and-so, all you want. If you don't want my wife involved, you don't want me involved. Because we're one. And what God has joined together, let no individual tear asunder. I hope that this is helpful to somebody who's listening.
Saving kittens instead of babies. Hi, I'm Matt Staver with Freedom's Call. Just 17 days after voting to murder perfectly healthy babies, Democrats decided to fight for the humane treatment of kittens. In essence, they chose cats over kids. The irony is totally nauseating. The proposed bill argues that cats need to be protected and adopted, but living, breathing babies should be left crying to die alone. There are no words to explain how tragically ridiculous this reality is. The Democrats are choosing stray cats over precious infants. The liberal sponsors of this bill are showing an intense passion and enthusiasm for protecting cats. But they can't even act remotely interested in saving the lives of born alive babies. Talk about having priorities mixed up. Our legislators should be working to protect our nation's most innocent citizens, not the opposite. Stay informed and fight for life at Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
I'm Peter Rosenberger, and this is your Caregiver Minute. Physical isolation is one of the most challenging issues caregivers face, but our thoughts become isolated as well. In those lonely moments, our minds can play tricks on us and take us down dark roads. Like a pilot flying through clouds without looking at instruments, we can become quickly disoriented. In those moments, we need external input, an emotional GPS, if you will, to help us regain our heading and proceed safely. We don't need to believe everything we think. The book of Proverbs tells us to trust in the Lord with all our hearts and to not lean on our own understanding. You know why that's in there? Because we lean on our own understanding. Serving as a caregiver is simply too difficult to do alone. Don't lean on your own understanding. Ask for guidance and help. Don't believe everything you think.
This has been your Caregiver Minute with Peter Rosenberger, brought to you by Standing with Hope, a ministry for the wounded and those who care for them. There's more information at standingwithhope.com.
Brian Fisher here with today's Life and Liberty Minute. In a well-intentioned but utterly foolish overreaction to the mosque massacre in New Zealand, the Prime Minister is calling for everyone, men and women alike, to wear the hijab. She is also broadcasting the Muslim call to prayer over the entire country. How should Christians respond? First, they must not bow the knee to Baal by putting on the hijab, which is a symbol of submission to Allah. Secondly, they should take the call to prayer as a call to arms to go to war in the spirit against the demon god Allah and the spiritual deception of Islam. Almost 2 billion people worldwide have come under its spell, which can only be broken in the name of Jesus. It's time for all of New Zealand's Christians to put on the full armor of God and use the weapons of our warfare to assault this demonic stronghold.
Catch Brian Fisher on Focal Point, weekday afternoons at 105 Central on American Family Radio.
Shining light into the darkness, this is the Hamilton Corner on American Family Radio
and Urban Family Talk.
Welcome back to the Hamilton Corner here on American Family Radio and Urban Family Talk. There's a lot going on in the country. And I know, you know, the news broke yesterday about Michael Avenatti. Color me not surprised that this sleaze bucket. Did I say that out loud? Michael Avenatti has been charged on both coasts. We can call this a bi-coastal criminal. In New York, Michael Avenatti has been charged with extorting Nike. He purportedly had some goods on Nike and discrimination claims and went to Nike and Nike's lawyers and say, hey, if you guys are just run about 20, 25 million my way, all of this goes away. It all goes away. Then at the same time, federal investigators in California had Michael Avenatti for wire fraud and bank fraud charges to the tune of $500,000. And they just happened to drop those indictments on the same day. Boom. Now, color me not surprised that the person who would represent Stephanie Clifford and all of the shenanigans that went on there is less than a stellar character. And then, of course, you have the news out of Cook County, Chicago, where I just learned that if the district attorney, or in this case, the state's attorney for Cook County, that's the same position, that's just the way that they refer to them in Illinois, that if you recuse yourself from a case, you can unrecuse yourself from a case to dismiss the charges. Well, somebody should have told Jeff Sessions. because state's attorney Kim Fox, who just so happened had exchanged personal messages with Michelle Obama's former chief of staff, Ms. Chin, says she recused herself because she was exchanging messages. Then all of a sudden, after Jussie Smollett gets charged with 16 felony counts in an indictment, all of a sudden, she can unrecuse herself. Well, that's magic. How does that happen? And so she dismissed the charges that Jussie Smollett had. His parents named him Justin. That's like me going around calling myself AB. Well, I'm just AB. Nah, my name is Abraham. I'm a grown man. Jussie. Oh, Jussie. And I hate to say this, but remember when all this happened? And I remember some people were upset with me, and I said when Jussie Smollett was indicted, I said, he ain't gonna spend a day in jail. And I remember Jeff looked at me with this incredulous look, like, what? Nah, he. And now, Kim Fox dismissed the charges. Let him pay a $10,000 fine, which really was, I don't know how you do this, because the $10,000 was his bail money. So you convert bail money into a contribution to the Chicago Police Department? Nah, that doesn't stink at all. That's not fishy. Then Kim Fox goes even further to say she decided to dismiss the charges because Jussie Smollett has performed community service. In the past. In the past. Oh, so it's like you get credit from previous community service. Folks, that's insane. And the police chief, the police superintendent of Chicago, is none too pleased. Not even Rahm Emanuel. Never did I ever think I would agree with Rahm Emanuel about anything. But I'm telling you. Now, all these folks who want to talk about privilege, what do you call this? Gay Tupac privilege? Gay Tupac privilege. That's what this is. And even I said, as soon as I saw the news, I said, wait a minute, at least Tupac went to jail. How you can call yourself the gay Tupac and you don't go to jail? Anyway, I don't want to spend too much time on those stories because I was just getting warmed up yesterday. And this this whole exoneration from the Department of Justice, from Bob Mueller and the Attorney General's office, I've mentioned this briefly, but I'm not as fascinated as other people are as being the first to talk about things. Because I want to be as accurate as possible, and I want to have as much information as I can before I give my opinion. I try my best. I'm not 100% always accurate on this, but I try my best to make sure my opinions are informed by facts. Now that we have the Mueller report, which concluded that there's no collusion, that's a rap. We concluded no collusion. You know, you can rap, put that in a song. Maybe the gay Tupac may put that in his next song. He concluded no collusion. I'm sorry, y'all. This is just me. You can't catch me in my house. I'm the same way. But Bob Mueller concluded that there's no collusion. Then he also concluded there was no obstruction. Now, how can I say that? Because he didn't charge him. I mean, come on. You have the power to charge the man. You have the entire, the full scope of and influence and money of the federal government at your disposal. You spend $25 million. And yesterday I talked about the investigation being 2 years. Really, it's closer to 3 years because it started all the way back in 2016 when Obama was in office. And that is where I want to pick up today. Uh-huh. Because with this determination by the federal government, Abe has some questions. Did I just refer to myself in third person? Boy, that is terrible. I'm sorry, babe. My wife would be so embarrassed at this moment. I have some questions. So we're going to just act like this, like nothing happened here? Because when you understand that this entire charade began in 2016 under President Obama, you know what? I think I should let James Clapper, the former director of National Intelligence under Barack Obama, tell you why we should have some questions. Mr. Clapper, shall we? Clip number 3.
If it weren't for President Obama, we might not have done the intelligence community assessment that we did that set off a whole sequence of events which are unfolding today, notably Special Counsel Mueller's investigation. President Obama is responsible for that, and it was he who tasked us to do that intelligence community assessment in the first place.
Oh! So, Mr. Clapper, you're telling us that the entire foundation for the National Intelligence Assessment that resulted, that was his words, that resulted in Special Counsel Bob Mueller's investigation, it never would have happened without Barack Obama. So I would like to know, Mr. Obama, what did you know and when did you know it? Because remember, Barack Obama was the president when all of this began in 2016. Shall we go through some of the greatest hits? Of course we can. Let's start right there with James Clapper, National Intelligence Director. Do we remember how the entire dossier, which, oh, by the way, we learned through congressional testimony, was paid for by Hillary Clinton and her presidential campaign, paid for by the Democrat National Committee, but guess who else paid for Michael Steele's work? The FBI. So there is collusion, but just not by the current president of the United States of America. So we have the Democratic Party, Hillary Clinton's campaign, potentially the Obama administration, and the media all working together. Now, how can I say that? This brings me back to James Clapper. Who was it that had the great idea to get James Comey to bring page one of the dossier to President Trump so that the media could report on it? James Clapper. James Clapper, President Obama's National Intelligence Director, is the one who said, I have an idea, James. 6'6 Comey. I'm going to just call him 6'6 for the remainder of the show. 6'6. You take this dossier that we, the FBI, the Clinton campaign, and the DNC paid for. You take it and you go, show it to Trump. Now you see it, now you don't. Show it to Trump, now you see it, now you don't. Because by showing it to Trump, then we have a basis. We have a hook. That's what Comey called it. A hook that would allow the media to report on it. And James Comey, as a dutiful 6'6 soldier, does exactly that. So you have Clapper working with Comey in a charade that they know is a charade from the get-go. But that doesn't stop them because they proceed with the charade to get the media to report on it. Comey shows President Trump, page one of the dossier. And then somehow the media finds out about it. How did that happen? Oh, yeah. James Clapper. James Clapper is the one who leaked it to the media. Hey, yo, media. The golden shower story. Trump has seen it. Report about it. Next thing you know, CNN immediately says, bombshell news. Dossier has been seen by President Trump. And then BuzzFeed prints the whole thing. Why do they do that, ladies and gentlemen? To stir up the fervor in the national media that we also now know, thanks to Stroke and Page and Stroke. That's a horrible name for their arrangement, huh? The Page Stroke. That the insurance policy was this entire Russian investigation. An insurance policy against what? Because you know, you take insurance out against, you know, an unforeseen circumstance, right? That you perceive as being negative. Oh, yeah. They wanted to be insured against President Trump winning. Boy, these people make me sick. So I'm wondering if the DOJ is going to turn and ask Barack Obama and James Clapper some questions. Next one up, James Comey. Remember? After doing his dirty work with James Clapper, because they think they're smarter than everybody else. 6'6 and Clapper. Yeah, we're going to catch this guy. He's going to look at these intelligence reports, and then now we're going to leak it to the media. And then 6'6 says, well, I'm going to take classified FBI information and leak it to my homeboy down at the law school. Then he told you why he did it. Why? Because I wanted to trigger the appointment of a special counsel. Folks, James Clapper, James Comey are working together to effectuate the insurance policy. Methinks the DOJ might want to look at that. But wait, there's more. Then you have John Brennan, CIA director under who? Barack Hussein Obama. John Brennan spent the last 2.5 years going on every television show. In fact, CNN and MSNBC had him on as an intelligence expert. He's an intelligence expert. Even like a couple weeks ago, saying that, oh, there are indictments coming against Trump and his family. telling people on national television that, oh, I have inside information that lets me know that the indictments are coming. In the country being confronted with this from the former CIA director. And that is not treasonous? That is not seditious? Oh, these people. Then we have Adam Schiff, the current chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. Adam Schiff, day after day, he would say things like this. I have seen ample evidence and more than circumstantial evidence that Trump has colluded with Russia. What evidence? What have you seen? These folks have all worked together, and it goes all the way up to Barack Obama. James Clapper told you, we couldn't have started up any of this without Barack Obama. Then if that's not enough for you, have we forgotten, thanks to the stellar reporting of Kimberly Strassel, have we forgotten that the Obama administration planted spies in the Trump administration? Planted spies! Folks, you have the FBI, the Department of Justice, the United States President's Office, according to James Clapper, all working together to subvert a political opponent. And we're all supposed to be okay with this? I'm not. I'm not okay with this. Listen, folks, this is not my opinion. On October 19th, 2018, the FBI admitted in open court in a case styled the James Madison Project versus United States Department of Justice. They admitted in open court that they planted spies in the Trump administration. You want to go look up the case? The case number is 17-597-APM filed in the United States District Court for the District of Columbia. And we're supposed to just all roll on, just keep rolling. And getting back to Adam Schiff said that, oh, who cares about the Mueller report? I'm going to continue using my committee to keep investigating the collusion allegations. Folks, what I am telling you, and the reason why I'm saying this, is that for the sake of the stability and the sanity of this constitutional republic that I love called the United States of America, we cannot move past this without there being a thorough investigation of these facts. And contrary to popular belief, who would say we need the appointment of a special counsel, I don't think so. I think the Attorney General's office has enough wherewithal to be able to investigate these claims. Do I even need to mention? Want to talk about recusing and unrecusing? Do I even need to mention that Loretta Lynch, oh, yeah, by the way, the head of the Department of Justice when all of this started, who said she recused herself from the Clinton investigation. Then we learn, when the release of Lisa Page's congressional testimony, that the FBI was instructed by the Department of Justice not to prosecute Hillary Clinton. Well, wait a minute, I thought Loretta Lynch was recused. I thought she was recused. I guess not. I guess Loretta Lynch and Kim Fox all work together. We're recused in public, but in secret, don't prosecute. Folks, this stinks. And again, if you're listening to me, because I know there are people who are staunch supporters of the Democrat Party who listen to this program. If you care about honesty and constitutionality, you should care about this. You want to wonder how powerful countries implode? Because Abraham Lincoln said it right. I'm not afraid of any external power having the capacity to conquer America. The greatest threat to America is imploding from within. And you have people who are so committed to their political idolatry and so committed to upsetting the constitutional fabric of this country, they don't mind if they tear the whole country down in pursuit of their political objectives. They're so narrow-minded and so nearsighted, they're perfectly willing to shred the United States Constitution in their efforts to accomplish their objectives. And we're witnessing this right now. And yes, this is a moment that historians will look back upon and describe it with great concern. But you know what my concern is? We're living history right now. And if the Department of Justice does not investigate these people, James Clapper, John Brennan, Loretta Lynch, James Comey, all the way up to Barack Obama, I fear that we're witnessing the shredding of our republic.
It gives an impetus to share your faith when you think you've got answers to objections that you expect people to bring up.
The American Family Studios video series, Intro to God's Revelation, featuring Dr. Richard Howe, shows how God has revealed himself in nature and his word, and how we can rightly understand what God has said.
These truths are just a part and parcel of the Christian life. It isn't just for the professional clergy.
Learn the fundamentals of how to approach and understand the Bible in an age of skepticism. This 6-week video curriculum is perfect for your Sunday school class or study group, and it can prepare you to give a defense of God's Word and how He speaks to us in nature.
Knowing whether and how God communicates is a safeguard against false claims about God communicating.
Intro to God's Revelation, DVDs and workbook, are available for purchase at afastore.net or call 877-927-4917.
Religious rights versus homosexual demands. This is David Wheaton, host of The Christian Worldview. As the men of Sodom surrounded Lot's house to impose their homosexuality, the homosexual transgender movement is seeking the same through a new bill called the Equality Act. The bill would add sexual orientation and gender identity to federal non-discrimination law with no religious exemption for Christian organizations. For example, it would be illegal for a church to refuse a homosexual wedding, just as it is illegal to refuse one based on skin color. The ramifications are endless. Christians need to, as the Bible says, pray at all times in the Spirit and make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel. Hear more at thechristianworldview.org and then tune in this weekend for another topic that will sharpen your worldview.
Listen to The Christian Worldview with David Wheaton, Saturday mornings at 8 Central on American Family Radio.
Fox News Commentary with Todd Starnes.
A President Vindicated. That story next. After 675 days, 500 witnesses, and $25 million, Robert Mueller and his team of 20 attorneys concluded there was no collusion. President Trump and his administration have been vindicated. They were victims of a left-wing mob led by Democrats and goaded on by willing accomplices in the mainstream media. Their actions have brought great shame and disgrace to the profession of journalism. There will be some, both Republican and Democrat, who say it's time to move on, but I disagree. Now is the time to expose the deep state perpetrators of the Russia hoax. They tried to stage a coup to overthrow a duly elected president, and they must be held accountable. So once and for all, we can now say without a shadow of a doubt that Donald J. Trump is the duly elected president of these great United States, not because of the Russians, but because of gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorables. I'm Todd Starnes.
That's your Fox News commentary.
The Hamilton Corner podcast and one-minute commentaries are available at AFR.net and UrbanFamilyTalk.com. Back to the Hamilton Corner on American Family Radio
and Urban Family Talk.
Welcome back to the Hamilton Corner here on American Family Radio and Urban Family Talk. We will open the phone lines this segment. So if you'd like to join the program, you are welcome to do so by calling 888-589-8840. The number again is 888-589-8840. And the question that I am proposing for the callers is, do you think I'm off my rocker? Or do you think that we need to investigate these people for the sake of the republic? I mean, again, I say this and I don't mean this hyperbolically at all. I tell you, and those who know me know this is the truth. If Barack Obama was the president and this had been done to him by the Bush administration, I would be saying the same thing. I would be saying the same thing, because preserving constitutional integrity is bigger than any political party or any individual. One of the primary statements for our nation is that we are a nation of laws, not men. And if we can just witness a literal coup effort, that as James Clapper said, I'm going to play his audio again. And now I know I ran through about 2.5 years worth of information, because again, because of our recency bias, we sometimes have a difficult time putting all of these things together. Clapper said this about 1.5 to 2 years ago. And I don't think he realized the gravity of what he was saying. And I think many in the talking snake media intentionally want to bypass the gravity of that statement because no one wants to see, uh-oh, this could go all the way to Barack Obama. Yes! Do I even need to bring up the unmasking of American citizens who happen to be working in the Trump campaign under Barack Obama? I mean, again, I mean, this is the same president who allowed a lie to reverberate in the national conversation concerning Benghazi, saying that Benghazi resulted, from a YouTube video. Lying! Never tried to correct it. And the media just went, keep on rolling. Dead Americans, what's a dead American when you have to win re-election? So what I'm telling you folks, that I don't think attention will be devoted here unless we, the United people of the United States of America, demand it. If the media and the Crusaders for Justice were concerned about a foreign power subverting the U.S. Constitution, shouldn't we also be concerned about domestic powers doing the same thing? I mean, isn't that even a part of the oath that many of these federal officials take to protect the U.S. Constitution against enemies, both foreign and domestic? I don't see how you can become any more of a domestic enemy to the Constitution than to literally plant spies against your political opponent in this campaign. Did you hear me, folks? This is not a Marvel movie I'm talking about. This is real life. These jokers planted spies in the Trump campaign. Planted spies. I don't want to wait for the history books to be written when people look back and say, well, yeah, that was kind of crazy, man. I mean, the whole U.S. Department of Justice working against President Trump. This is happening right now. Right now. And I think if the integrity of our republic is to last, it has to be done. Otherwise, and I can tell you how I feel, everything, this is just real talk from my heart at this moment. Anything that comes out of the FBI right now, I'm looking at it like this. The FBI. And there were a lot of people who before this moment felt that way. This certainly doesn't help. When you think about, yeah, the FBI is investigating. Do you feel, oh, yes, and the truth will be revealed? I don't feel that way. You have all of these things. You have the Inspector General recommending Andrew McCabe to be prosecuted criminally because he repeatedly lied to the FBI. Now, this was the former FBI director. Folks, for the sake of the integrity of our republic, these folks have to be investigated. They have to be. I didn't even get to Hillary Clinton and her email server. Did I even refer to you that what we learned from Peter Strzok's congressional testimony is that the FBI were prohibited from looking at Hillary Clinton's Clinton Foundation server because of a deal worked out between the Department of Justice and Hillary Clinton? You want to know who the Department of Justice is, folks? That's Loretta Lynch. They worked out a deal. They said, you can look over here, but you can't look over here. When does police conduct investigations like that? I prosecuted for 10 years. I never heard of nothing like that. When the police normally acquire evidence, they execute a search warrant on the entirety of the evidence. But in this scenario, you have the Clinton say, oh, yeah, well, you can look, but just not over here. Imagine like this, that you have a dresser drawer that's been procured for evidence, but you as a suspect say, okay, you can look in the bottom two drawers, but not the top four. And the police go, okay. That happened. Yet we're supposed to believe that the upper echelons of the Department of Justice are not corrupt? Man, listen. The scales of justice, Lady Justice is blindfolded for a reason. But we are living in a day And we're seeing it all across the board in Cook County. Let anybody else lie to the police like Jussie Smollett. You think they're going to get a dismissal because of past community service? Yeah, when Jussie was in high school, he did some good things. Man, please. But if you got money, and today it seems like one of the greatest shields from criminal justice is intersectionality. The gay Tupac can't be prosecuted. Man, this is sickening. To the phone lines we go. We'll start in Kansas, where Mary is on the line. Mary, thank you for calling the Hamilton Corner. Welcome to the pub. Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you. I have a few comments. Yes, I think that everybody that was involved in what they did to President Trump should be investigated because they did do criminal things, so they wouldn't have been after President Trump to try to put the guilt on him to protect themselves. Just like that actor in Chicago, all charges dropped against him. That was wrong. Any of us would have been put in jail already for months or up to years. And I feel like the only thing that I can do, since I can't see the drive and get out and I'm kind of housebound, is that I've been making phone calls. Anytime I wake up, I call a Republican senator, I call a Democrat senator. I don't care what state they're from because I'm from Kansas. And I let them know what I think, if they're doing something good or something bad or standing up for the president. And I've even so upset that I've nicknamed the 12 Republicans that did not support President Trump on that wall here last week. I call them the Dirty Dozen. One of them came from Kansas. I let him know what I thought. I even called Mississippi and let that senator know what I thought he did to the president.
Roger.
And I think if anybody cannot get all through on their Facebook, let's start a chain reaction through our email. You email 10 people, tell them, each one of them to email 10 people. Keep spreading the news and keep telling them to put it on and get what people they can on their computer. And that's the only way we're going to be able to get some information out if Facebook and all them try to block us. Just start a chain letter like we used to do in the younger days, but we do it through the telephone. And I hope I make sense. And thank you, Mr. Hamilton, for you and your staff's work. Bye.
Thank you, Mary. Thank you very much for your call and your comments. Thank you very much. I want to try to get as many calls as I can in this segment. We'll go next to Indiana, where Florence is on the line. Florence, thank you for calling the Hamilton Corner. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Abe. You know, the Democrats are wanting a full report for what Mueller's investigation showed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, after they get through with Hillary. You're right on, man, right on the spot.
All right, Florence, thank you very much for your call and your comments. I think Florence was saying that the House Democrats can get Mueller's full report after Hillary's finished being investigated. Thank you for your call and your comments. We move next to Texas, where Kevin is on the line. Kevin, thank you for calling the Hamilton Corner. Welcome to the program.
Good evening, Abe. How are you?
I'm doing all right personally, but I'm concerned for our country.
I am too, sir. Generally, all this situation continually reminds me, even going back to things like what happened to Justice Kavanaugh and things like this, but this has been going a long time, and I remember the Old Testament, first of all, the commandment, thou shalt not bear false witness.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's Proverbs chapter 17 has a verse that goes, to justify the wicked and to condemn the innocent, even they both also are an abomination to the Lord.
Yes.
And it kind of goes back to what I think also in the Old Testament, those who perjure or committed some sort of libel or defamation to get people in trouble, or to get the innocent or get the guilty out of being in trouble, they were to be punished with the same punishment that would have fit the crime if it had been true.
Good point, Kevin. Good point. Yeah, this is a perfect example of our country being deprived of a full-throated understanding of the Ten Commandments. You know, thou shalt not bear false witness, a full-throated understanding of the proverbial wisdom, you know. Good points, Kevin. Good points. Good call. Thank you very much for your call and your comments. We'll go next, or we'll stay in the great state of Texas, where Linda is on the line. Linda, thank you for calling the Hamilton Corner. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for taking my call, Abe. And no, I don't think you're crazy. I agree with you totally. I hope, I pray, I wish this would happen. There would be justice. But sadly, I have lost trust in our legal system ever since they basically just turned Hillary loose. It's like, If you're special, if you're famous, if you're a leftist, you can get away with anything. And if you're just a peon or a deplorable, well, to heck with you, right?
Linda, thank you for your call and your comments. You are sharing what a lot of people in the country feel right about now. You know, there are a lot of people who share that. That, you know, you want to talk about equality and equity and law and things of that nature, but it seems as if, you know, if you're wealthy and you're famous, that the law doesn't apply to you. You know, and some people are listening to me who felt that way for a long time. Even before all of this stuff with Hillary Clinton came about, you know. But this, we cannot continue. You want to know how banana republics are formed? When the people have no longer have any trust in their government. That's how their countries become banana republics. That's how it happens. That is exactly how it happens. We'll stay in the great state of Texas, where Quincy is on the line. Quincy, thank you for calling the Hamilton Corner. Welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I don't think you're crazy, number one. And I think the piece that a lot of folks are missing is the piece where U.S. Attorney John Huber is already looking into everything that we've been talking about today.
I believe you called and mentioned that one time before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's already happening.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can rest assured that the FBI... So all of the top from the FBI is new. The AG is new. The DAG, Rod Rosenstein, was held on for political cover.
Yeah.
The number three is new. Bruce Orr is gone. Peter Strzok is gone. Lisa Page is gone. James Baker is gone. They're all gone. So all of the top decision makers at the FBI are gone. But the investigation to this coup attempt, it's not even being handled in D.C. It's being handled outside of the swamp in Utah.
That's where it needs to be.
The IG, Michael Horowitz, in conjunction with John Huber, they're the ones that have already been taking point out on this very quietly, very stealthily, outside of the leak culture of D.C. You haven't heard one peep out of those two because they're not seeking media attention or running for office.
Quincy, thank you very much for your call and your comments. You mentioned that before, and I've looked into some of that as well. And I'll tell you very plainly, what I'm doing here is communicating this information so that the American people can continue to demand justice on this front. But thank you very much for your call and your comments. We'll go next to Ohio, where Joe is on the line, and Joe will be the last call we'll be able to get to today. Joe, thank you for calling the Hamilton Corner. Welcome to the program.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Hamilton. Yeah, you're right on track. You and your previous callers, the swamp's much deeper than you or President Trump ever realized. The establishment Republicans are just as bad as the establishment Democrats.
We had facts.
The 12 that Mary touched on, and not only those 12, but there are three others that would have voted that way if they weren't up for re-election. They are Gardner in Colorado, Tillis in Carolina, and McSally in Arizona. And before we go jumping on the Utah bandwagon, their two senators were two of the 12 that voted that don't believe we have a crisis on the southern border with illegal drugs pouring into our country, killing our children, illegal human trafficking, illegal aliens coming here and killing people. I mean, it's the swamp is deeper than we all realize. But thanks for all that you do, shining light into the darkness. God bless you.
Thank you, Joe. I don't think Quincy was saying that the senators were stellar in Utah. He's referring to the U.S. attorney there. But the question that I have concerning that are jurisdictional limits, whether or not the procedural requirements will be met to allow the investigations to go as deep as they need to go. But we have to see, watch, and continue to pray that justice is served in our country.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.